A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yogi Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Vov, Erevin 76A, pagination page 151, the second half of the page, the new perek, starting with the word chalom. We're still dealing with the topic of Erev Chatzeros, that we're looking to join two neighbors. Each of them has their own place of residence, and we want them to be able to transfer things from one Rishus HaYochid to the other Rishus HaYochid. Keep in mind, just the basics here, Midoraisa, to go from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid is not a problem. Midrabbanan, they required this Erev Chatzeros to join the two, because otherwise they restricted it, then you're not allowed to go from one to the other. The question is, what is required in order to join them? Until now, we focused on the food aspect. They have to each contribute, or have someone be makne for them, to them, foodstuffs, so that they're joined. But there's another requirement, that in some way, they actually be joined physically, in other words, access from one to the other. I gave the example a few days ago of somebody who wants to be able to pass a baby over a fence from his yard to the shul's yard, adjoining yards, but one is a Rishus HaYochid, the other is a Rishus HaYochid. They want to do an Erev Chatzeros, which they do, but they still need access between one and the other. And one method we discussed would be to build ladders so that they're connected in some way through access. The method that our Mishnah is going to address is access by way of chalon, a window. Obviously, had there been a door, this whole thing would be very straightforward, and that's the way we normally make it. Our Erev Chatzeros, you have a city Erev Chatzeros, it's based on the fact that everybody has a front door, and you walk in and out, and once it's joined through the Tzuras HaPesach of the city, everyone has easy access to everybody else, that's fine. But these people were not including the front yard. Maybe it was an open front yard and didn't have a fence. They want to be able to go through the wall, through a crack, or over the fence from one to the other. So the Mishnah states, Chalon shebeis beis chatzeros. There's a window between the two yards, dalet al dalet. It is four tvachim by four tvachim. And it is besoch asara, within 10 tfachim of the ground. Ma'arvin shenayim, they could keep themselves separate. V'imratzu ma'arvin echad, or they can do the Erev Chatzeros and join together. Because this window, provided that it's 4 by 4 tfachim, and it's within 10 tfachim of the ground, is going to constitute a reasonable access between them. It doesn't have to be a formal door, the Mishnah is telling us, and that's sufficient. Midalid, pachos midalid al dalid, if it's less than 4 by 4, olamayla miyud, or if the window is situated higher than 10 tfachim, ma'arvim shnayim, they can only keep themselves separate, ve'en ma'arvin echad, and you would not be able to join these two places of residence. Now, let's drop down to the first wide line. In the middle of the line, Miktsaso Besoch Yud. Let's say just a little bit of the window is within 10 tfachim. Is that enough? And the rest of the window goes up above the 10 tfachim. Ma'arvim Shnayim. You could do it separately, or you could do it together. So, what exactly is the function of this window that it has to be within 10 tfachim of the ground? So Rashi tells us that if the window is above 10 tfachim, then there is a wall here that separates them. And putting a window in above 10 tfachim doesn't help us. because the wall that's there at 10 tvachim is separating these people. What does it help me if you put a window in? Think about it very graphically and boldly. What would happen if you had a wall and somewhere 40 feet up you would put in a window? It doesn't help anybody. So the question is exactly at what point this window helps. So we're being told as long as part of the window is situated within the 10 tefachim, you're infringing on the wall. You've made an impact on the halachic wall. Higher than 10 tefachim, it's already a halachic wall. It's irrelevant if bricks would be missing. So you have some bricks missing. You have something called the window. That doesn't infringe on the wall. You have to infringe on the wall even by a little bit. Let's drop down three lines from the bottom. The fourth on the line, Aleph Reish, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Chalon Agul, if you have a round window, so how would you assess a round window?
A circle.
Yeah, I understand. We were told that a window has to be 4x4 tefachim. That was the rule of the Mishnah. In order to be substantial, 4x4 tefachim. We have this number very often in halacha. There's a number 4x4 is a makam chashuv, is a place to put things down. Generally, a 4 tefach doorway is considered a doorway. 4x4. So now you have a round window. How big does it have to be? Take a look at what Rabbi Yechanan requires, and even though I grant you that la halacha, the Gemara continues with further discussion, it should be able to be smaller, whatever the final standing of the Gemara is. But let's understand Rabbi Yechanan, because it's very, very straightforward if we follow it step by step. Rabbi Yechanan's calculation is, Tzorach sheyehei behekefo esrim va'arba. The circumference of the circle of your window, if it's a round window, has to be 24. 24 tefachim. Why? And he says further, and how much of that window has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground? Because we said part of the window has to be 10 tefachim of the ground. So if it has to be 24 around, so exactly how much has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground? He says, Shnayim u'mashehu mehen b'soch yud. Two tefachim and a drop have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Says Rabbi Yechanan, my reason. She'im yirav enu, because if you'll impose a square inside this circle, you have a hole in the wall. That's what they defined as a window. I don't even know. I mean, if you would put glass on the window, I don't know if it would help for Erev Chatzeros anymore, because glass is a partition like anything. It would have to be an opening window that opens, and you don't have to calculate based on how much it opens. When they say chalon, it meant there's a hole in the wall. How big does the hole have to be in order to get a square of 4x4 in it? Shim yiravenu, I want that I should be able to square it, and nimtza mashehu b'soch yud, and a little bit of it should still be within 10 tefachim of the ground. What's Rabbi Yechanan's calculation? So we know that in halacha we work, diameter is a third of the circumference. We discussed this on a number of occasions, that even though it's not a perfect mathematical formula, but the way the Shaar Tzion from the Mishnah Berurah and the way the Chazon Ish presents it, he says the Torah was given to the population. It wasn't given to mathematicians. Even a person who is of limited intelligence has to be able to be Jewish. So the calculation was not a sophisticated one, which we discussed, the decimal of pi. The calculation was 3:1. So if a person measures the circumference of the circle, he's able to say, or he's supposed to say, that the diameter is a third of the circumference. Working with a number of 24 circumference, that gives you a diameter of 8. Now think of a circle symmetrically. It keeps getting smaller, wider. right? It doesn't randomly go in and out and in and out. It's very, very symmetrical. So that at halfway point between its widest, right to left, at that point you're going to be halfway between the number that's your diameter and zero, which is where it becomes a point at the bottom, or joins, whatever you want to call it, it's round, but a point at the end. Halfway of 8 is 4. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to be able to get a square of 4 by 4 into this circle, you're going to need a diameter of 8. So that as you move up and down, at halfway point, you'll finally be able to fit in your rod, so to speak, of 4 tefachim. Got to start with 8, and then as it gets halfway small to the bottom and halfway small to the top, you'll be able to fit in your square of 4 by 4. So that's the presentation of Rabbi Yochanan. The Mefarshim say that the Gemara is going to back off of this and say that you don't really have to fit in a square of 4 by 4. It has to be maybe perhaps total area or whatever it is. But Rabbi Yochanan is like very beautiful, very straightforward. How do you do a calculation? And Rabbi Yochanan's final words were, and you got to make sure that the circle has 2 and a drop of it within 10 tefachim of the ground. Why? Because as we described, the first little bit is not where you're putting in your square. It's too small on the bottom to get in your square. You're only going to get in your square at midpoint of this halfway to the diameter of 8. That's where the first point where you're going to get 4 across. Midpoint of this circle, which is diameter of 8, midpoint of the midpoint, right? Just like it's across 8, it's also upright 8. Midpoint of the midpoint is 2. So he says you have to be within the ground 2 and a little bit, because part of the 4 by 4 square that's being placed inside the circle, part of that square has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. As we said, it's got to infringe on the wall. It's got to be an opening in the wall.
What if the window is oval or round?